produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Arthur Flash Johnson for Finding My Way Radio Network throughout the USA and the world. I am your radio host for redeeming the lives of our future generations and beyond. And I've come to you today with a message that I have for the people of God. No matter where you are, throughout the USA or throughout the world. My message today, before I get into that, I'd like to basically pray a prayer and go from there and talk about what it is I'm going to talk about today. So I feel the kind of good vibe, I would like to call it that, a good vibe as I get ready to go into this message. I'm going to once again say a prayer and then we'll go into the message. Father, we thank you right now. God, we give you glory. We give you the praise. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. For a brand new day. A brand new day, God, that we've never seen before. Hallelujah. Although it might be a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, or a Saturday, a Sunday. Hallelujah. Each day is brand new. Hallelujah. And because it is, hallelujah, a brand new day, I realize that this is not the same Saturday that it was last Saturday. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. God, I thank you for the word that you've given me. And I pray in the name of Jesus that it would reach the people that are listening from all over the USA and the world. Hallelujah. That it would speak to their hearts. That it would speak to their minds. That it would, hallelujah, cause them to come after you. Hallelujah. That's the whole meaning behind everything that we do. It should be, hallelujah, that man, boy, woman, girl may come after you. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. And Lord, I just pray right now, hallelujah, that you would have your way. Have your way, God, in this, hallelujah, service, as I would call it, hallelujah. Service, hallelujah, that's going to go out to the many that's listening and the many that are hearing the words come out of my mouth to those. Hallelujah. May they be blessed in Jesus' name. I bind up everything that's not like you. I bind it up. I rebuke it right now in Jesus' name. I take complete control and authority. Hallelujah. Of the atmosphere. Ha! Jesus. Glory to your name. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. For you do have a word for your people, no matter where they are in the world today. Thank you, Jesus, wonderful Savior. I give you glory. I give you praise. Before doing anything, it's thank you, hallelujah, in advance for the blessings in the word, hallelujah, of God that's coming forth right now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So I wanted to start off with that prayer because it really kind of sets the tone. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It sets the tone for where I'm looking to go with this message. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I thank you. I praise you because, hallelujah, it's because of you, hallelujah, that we're here today. It's because of you, God, hallelujah, that this message, hallelujah, is going to go out throughout the world. It's because of you, hallelujah, wonderful Savior. And someone's saying that I need a word, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give me a word, hallelujah, I need a word, hallelujah. Well, I have a word for you today, hallelujah. Today's message is, what is your purpose? Hallelujah. What is your purpose? Do you know what your purpose is? Hallelujah. Well, I hope that I can help you a little bit discover what it is, hallelujah, that you should be doing, or what it is, hallelujah, that you should be focusing on at this particular time in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, what is your purpose? Is what I would like to start the message off with, is that question. What is your purpose? Hallelujah. Now, listen, the God who created you made you with a certain compass. Hallelujah. We have a compass in us, if you know what I mean. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. Now, even a person that hasn't been taught wrong and right, you've been built with a sort of compass in you that knows when you're off tilt, if you will, that knows when you're off beat, if you will, that knows when you're doing something wrong, and knows when you're doing something right. Hallelujah. We're built with a compass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I got a lot of word that I am going to throw out at you. Don't mean that in a bad way by no means. But I'm going to go through this message. As I go through this message, I will give scripture, and you can go back then and look up the things that I'm referring to, or the things that I am talking about. As I said before, the God who created you made you with a certain compass. We have a compass. And that compass that long for purpose, that you might seek him. Hallelujah. Who is him? Talking about God. Wonderful Savior. Again, what is your purpose? The God who created you made you with a certain compass that long for purpose, that you might seek him. Hallelujah. That you might seek him. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. That you might come after him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you might come after him. That you might seek him. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. However, hallelujah, there are many distractions that will try to deter you, hallelujah, from that purpose in which God has created you for. I'm going to have to say that one more again. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. It's the old man in me every now and then that rises up. Well, one more again means one more time. Hallelujah. However, hallelujah, wonderful Savior. There are many distractions that will try to deter you from that purpose in which God has created you for. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things that's going to try to deter you from that purpose once you find out. Hallelujah. Once you find out what that purpose is. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's going to be many distractions that will try to deter you from that purpose in which God has created you for. Many things, no matter what they may be, will try to stir you off course. Now, I'll take for myself for an example. I'm a former boxer, and as a former boxer, not just an average boxer, thank God I was able to and accomplish what I accomplished at a high level of competition. So I don't, we're not going to talk about that so much, but however, you can always look those things up. But I had a challenge in my life with this boxing, and of course it helped to really pave the way for me. It was, without question, a schoolmaster for me. That's how God used it. Hallelujah. In my life. Wonderful Savior. And I'm going to talk about that just a little bit more down the line. But first of all, I want to really bring in the focus on the purpose of our being, basically. And as I said just before I started on the boxing note, which is many things, no matter what they may be, will try to stir you off course. The scripture says in Psalms 37:23 and 24 are the verses. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. Now, if you really want to know what God's plan is for you, you must seek him. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. That's the key to it. That's the key to finding out what your purpose is. Hallelujah. And as I mentioned about my career in boxing, when I was a young boy, I would imagine, hallelujah, myself being a boxing champion. Back in my day, I can remember the Muhammad Ali's of the world, and the Larry Holmes, and the list goes on and on and on when we talk about that. So I don't want to bore you with that. But But as it taught me in my life, as I grew up and began to understand certain things that involved boxing, that if I was going to be any kind of special, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, I needed to learn the fundamentals. I needed to learn, hallelujah, the basic skill set. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. And if that was going to be something that I focused on, hallelujah, I was going to really have to be dedicated to that, wonderful Savior. And I hear a lot of people that talk about, you know, boxing from time to time, and how, you know, they had their experience with it. But I want to thank God that He allowed me to have a true experience with it from the time from when I was a little boy to when I turned a professional, and after turning professional, going on to accomplishing a lot of great things at it. And so, but my focus here is that, as I said before, it was a schoolmaster. Hallelujah. It taught me some things. God used it, hallelujah, to develop me until the man or the pastor, the preacher that He wanted, hallelujah, hallelujah, me to be. And that's why I can say, if you really want to know what God's plan is for you, you must seek Him. Hallelujah. Oh man, I was a praying fighter, a praying boxer. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Thank you, Jesus. And it says here, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy pathway. Meaning, He's going to show you the way that you need to go. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. Now, we started off with this subject title, what is your purpose? And in some kind of way, boxing has found its way intertwined with this message. That's because God has used it in my life to direct my pathway. And when many in the Christian realm deemed that as being a barbarian sport, first one thing or the other, that ain't God, and first one thing or the other, God used it, hallelujah, to bring the pastor that you're listening to today, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, hallelujah, to help you discover what your purpose might be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. And as I said, if you really want to know what God's plan is for you, you must seek Him. Hallelujah. And as I said before in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy pathway. He's going to show you how to go, how to get there. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. He's going to show you how you're going to get there. Hallelujah. And what are we trying to get to? What is the there? Hallelujah. There is your purpose. There is where, hallelujah, 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 He has, hallelujah, many good things for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, who will direct you when you put your life in His hand, He will make sure that you are on the right track if you seek His guidance. That's the key. You've got to seek His guidance. So then I was a praying boxer. I was a praying fighter long time ago. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Before the gold medals came, before the championships came, I was one of those who sought God first. Hallelujah. Oh, it didn't mean that I would win every single match or bout. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. Didn't mean that I was going to do that, but I put him before me, and he always, hallelujah, caused me not to be ashamed. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. He always caused me not to be ashamed, not to be ashamed of the effort I gave, not to be ashamed, hallelujah, of his name, not to be ashamed when the broadcaster would put the mic up to my mouth, one of the first thing I would say, first of all, I like to thank and praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I feel like I was one of the ones who probably kind of invented that thing, man. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In any event, I think I was a great example. Hallelujah. And that is what God wanted. Hallelujah. Me to be was a great example. Hallelujah. God will. God who will direct you. When you put your life in his hand, he will make sure that you are on the right track if you seek his guidance. That's the key. You've got to seek his guidance. Hallelujah. Because there are many voices that could send us on a wild goose chase. But there is no trickery in God. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? Let me say that one more time. Because there are many voices. Hallelujah. There are many voices that could send us on a wild goose chase, but there is no trickery in God. How do you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How do you know? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. How do you know? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God's going to put great people in your pathway, special people in your pathway. And that special person could be a loved one. That special person could be, hallelujah, a friend that helps you along the way, because there is no trickery in God. Wonderful Savior. And if you really want to know what your purpose is, hallelujah, when you're seeking for advice, you might want to go to someone who has no access to grind. You might want to go to somebody who cares for you. You might want to go to somebody who has your best interest at heart. You might want to go to someone, hallelujah, wonderful Savior, that is, hallelujah, in tune with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in tuned with God. In Philippians 1 and 6, it says, hallelujah, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's Philippians 1 and 6. As I said, I would be giving out scriptures, and you can go and check those scriptures out to confirm, hallelujah, what it is that I am looking to get across to you. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. Philippians 1 and 6, once again it says, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. When you walk in your purpose, thank you, Jesus, you will lack no good thing. Psalms 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Hallelujah. Your purpose is why you're here. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Know your purpose and don't let your purpose go undone. Because what God has for you, hallelujah, is indeed for you. Wonderful Savior. You don't have to envy anyone. You don't have to envy anybody. Did you know that jealousy is a spirit of murder? Cain murdered his brother Abel. He envied, hallelujah, the sacrifice that Abel made. That was jealousy. And for more about that, you can go to Genesis chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. I just wanted to throw that out there to you as a side note. You don't have to be envious or jealous of anybody because they've discovered their purpose. Purpose is usually the thing, hallelujah, the thing that you do better than anyone else. It usually comes without a struggle, but it is the one thing you are great at, hands down. Wonderful Savior. Can I say that once more? Purpose is usually the thing you do better than anyone else. It usually comes without a struggle, but it is the one thing you are great at. Hands down. Hallelujah. That purpose is given to you by God. Many never find their purpose. Why is that? I said many never find their purpose because they never consult the author and the finisher. They consult everybody else except him. Wonderful Savior. And he is the one, hallelujah, that will bless you so that that purpose can get done. Now, I talked about the gift earlier. And sometimes we get the gift confused with the purpose. Hallelujah. Now, perhaps he has given you gift or gifts. Again, perhaps he has given you gifts or a gift to help you serve the purpose. Hallelujah. In most cases, sometimes they are connected, sometimes not so much. Sometimes the gift leads you there to where that purpose is. In most cases, that is the scenario. Wonderful Savior. But the main thing is that you serve the purpose. For God says in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Man, listen, I love that scripture. Hallelujah, wonderful Savior. I know the thoughts that I have. I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know how your story ends. In other words, I know how your story ends. Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. When you operate in your purpose, you lack nothing. When you operate in your purpose, wonderful Savior, glory to God. When you operate in your purpose, wonderful Savior, there's no lack there. Wonderful Savior. Thank God. And my goal is to continue to operate in my purpose. Hallelujah. To continue to change lives, to continue to make a difference, to continue, hallelujah, to do those things that pleases God. Wonderful Savior. So I can see, as I look back now on my boxing career, as I look back now, wonderful Savior. Oh, it was a schoolmaster for me. Wonderful Savior. That was my gift. Hallelujah. which led me to my purpose. Hey, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm hoping that something's been said here that encourages you to really seek the Creator on what is your purpose. Hallelujah. And for many that may be listening, you're probably wondering, how can I find out what my purpose is? Well, I'm glad you're wondering. I got good news for you. This is how you get on track. If you're not walking with the Lord, I'm going to pray with you. Hallelujah. And we're going to draw from the scripture, Romans 10 and 9. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior. That is the start of it. Hallelujah. That's the start of it. Hallelujah. And at this time, I'm going to, again, help you get on track. I'm going to say a prayer with you. If you don't know the Lord, that you might come to know the Lord. And that once after you come to know the Lord, there's work to be done. He has a purpose for you. Yes, he does. You're just not here happenstance. Wonderful Savior. Although happenstance happens to every one of us, the Bible says. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, when you put your hands in God's hands, that's the best decision, the best choice you could ever make. Over any career, hallelujah, over anything that you'll ever do on this earth, is to serve your purpose. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so at this time, I want you to pray with me, repeat the words that I say, if you have not given your heart to God, and that you would do that and begin this lovely journey. Pray with me right now. Say, God, forgive me for my sins. I repent. I believe that you sent your son Jesus just for me. Hallelujah. I believe that he died and that he rose again just for me. I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. It's as simple as that. Now you're on your way. Hallelujah. Most importantly, hallelujah. Your book, your name is written in the book. Yes, the book. Your name is written in the book of everlasting life. Continue to walk in it. Continue to serve. Hallelujah. Serve. That you may know what is your purpose. Thank you, and God bless you for finding my Ray Radio Network throughout the USA and the world as the host of Redeeming the Lives of Our Future Generations and Beyond. I am Pastor Arthur Flash Johnson. Till the next time, God bless you. Fight and disagree.
justice be our peace? And how long will we not stand together? Because time is changing for you and me. A generation's coming, right behind. And what they see will determine how close they buy. And love is the answer when we open up our hearts. 'Cause time is changing for you and me. And oh, time is changing for you and me. Time is changing for you and me. There's a solution if we just keep moving. We'll overcome it all if we only do it. And there's no question if whether love can heal it all. 'Cause time is changing for you and me. And oh, time is changing for you and me. Time is changing.
By Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.